USA News, I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, among the top Republicans rallying around former President Trump ahead of his possible indictment by a grand jury in Manhattan. In a morning post on his Truth Social platform, Trump predicted that he would be arrested Tuesday and urged his supporters to protest the development. Hours later, his campaign clarified that they have no official word on an indictment other than news reports. House Speaker McCarthy reacted in a tweet calling possible indictment political vengeance. The former CEO of the failed blood testing company, Theranos, owes over $25 million to her creditors. Brad Siegel has more.
Elizabeth Holmes appeared in court Friday as she tries to delay her 11-year prison sentence for wire fraud and conspiracy. A new lawsuit is being brought to light, which reveals Holmes executed three promissory notes while she was CEO, amounting to over $25 million. While in court, she asked the judge to delay her prison report date by another month while she appeals the conviction.
President Biden backing the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin. On Friday, Biden said the ICC is justified in granting the warrant over allegations of war crimes committed against Ukrainians. The warrant accuses Putin of war crimes based on reports the Ukrainian children are being deported to Russia. A poll about what Americans think of Russia.
Ask Americans what they think of Russia, and an overwhelming majority will give you two thumbs down. Americans' opinions of Russia have hit a new low. It's according to the Gallup 2023 World Affairs Poll, which shows that 90% of Americans have an unfavorable opinion of Russia. Only 9% hold a favorable view, which is a drop from last year's 15%. Russia now joins Iran, Iraq, and North Korea on the short list of nations, scoring less than a 10% favorable rating in Gallup's annual poll.
That is John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Federal authorities say cleanup of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, will take about 3 months. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan says just under 7 million gallons of liquid waste has been taken to various facilities following the derailment last month. That's in addition to more than 5,000 tons of solid waste that have been removed. The U.S. is investigating claims that TikTok's parent company is spying on American citizens.
Both the Department of Justice and FBI are looking into the company ByteDance, which was allegedly involved in the surveillance of U.S. technology journalists, as well as more broad spying on general users. The investigation is seemingly tied to ByteDance's admission that some staff members improperly accessed data of U.S. citizens. This week, the Biden administration threatened to ban TikTok in the U.S. if ByteDance did not sell its stake to an American company. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Finland is one step closer to joining NATO. The Nordic country has submitted an application to join the organization, but the 30 participating countries did not unanimously agree to ratify the application, with Turkey and Hungary holding out. The president of Turkey announced his nation's parliament will approve Finland's bid to join. Hungary is now the only NATO country that has yet to approve the applications for either Finland or Sweden. Selena Gomez, now the most followed woman on Instagram, surpassing 400 million followers. This is USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.